there isn't a massive opportunity right now. If you can get super clear on the problems you are going to solve and those that you want to work with and grow your business with. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we're talking about today. This is the Insurance Buzz, and we are your hosts, Michael and Courtney Weaver. We coach insurance professionals, business owners, and people just like you every day on how to live a life and have a business you are excited about.
Here on the Insurance Buzz, we share the wins, the losses, and everything in between that comes with being married business partners, training in the insurance space, and growing our business side by side. We also connect with other business owners and leaders making their mark in the world and hopefully inspire you to make yours.
Hey, welcome to the Insurance Buzz. We are your hosts, Michael and Courtney Weaver. And today we're talking about qualified leads. So this was a question from Aaron from Farmers Insurance. If you did not know, yes, if you text us a question, a topic, maybe of somebody you want us to interview and bring on the buzz, 816-727-7610. We will make sure we do it. And today we're talking about qualified leads because Aaron asked us, hey, I'm having a problem with leads. All I'm doing right now is internet leads and I hate it. I hate it. All right. So how do I attract more qualified leads? How do I get more people I want to work with and grow my business with?
Okay. So I'm glad that you brought up the internet lead thing because when we were preparing for this podcast episode, I said, okay, I don't want to talk about internet leads because nobody has a lady boner for internet leads.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I absolutely just said what you think I just said. And you can use that if you want. It's not trademarked. It's just if you have something that excites you, I call it a lady boner. It's not for internet leads. Internet leads is just a way to light those dollar bills on fire, usually. So that's not what we're going to be talking about. Because Michael, when I said that, was like, was anyone ever excited about internet
leads? No one. I don't know anyone personally that's ever been like, internet leads are awesome. No, that's not how any of those conversations goes. But I text him back. I was like, well, tell me what you're currently doing. And it's all internet leads. So look, if you want internet leads as part of your plan, great. It just shouldn't be the whole plan. And that's what Aaron was like. He's like, man, they're everything right now. Like, I'm spending so much money. It's a negative return. The customers suck. All right. Maybe customers don't suck. The leads suck. All right. But then you go to Glengarry Glen Ross, like whatever, man. Like I'm not going to go
leads
there.
Don't suck. You suck.
Oh, but gosh. What we do want to break down for you today is how do you attract more people that you want to work with? So how do you attract more qualified leads.
Qualified leads. And to this, I will ask a question because I am the question master. So when you ask, how do I get more qualified leads? My first question to you is, what would you consider a qualified lead? It's very important to start with that. Some things might be they're eligible for insurance. That's the first one that I would start with.
They can afford their insurance.
They can afford their insurance. They're in a certain demographic. They're a homeowner. They might have a certain occupation. We want to get really crystal clear on who exactly we want in our book of business because I'm all obsessed with the fishing analogy right now. I don't know if it's because you're into like, we're in like big bass bash season. I think about that.
We're in big bass season, baby. I hope so anyways. All right. So I'm going to be fishing. I'm bringing on a new sport. So why are you all into fishing right now?
I'm into fishing because when you talk about qualified leads, it's the same thing that you would use in fishing. It depends on what kind of fish that you want to get.
That's fair.
Before you start looking at what rod and reel do I need? What kind of lures do I need? You have to first start with what am I trying to attract? And the problem is that most producers and agents, when I ask the question of what exactly does a qualified lead look like? What is your ideal customer? They tell me everyone. Everyone is not your ideal customer. Mm. That's number one. You don't want that problem to serve all of those people. And number two, that's not who you're going to attract anyways. That's not how the system is designed. Yep. Just like if you were to go out into the middle of the pond and you're like, I'll take all the fish. Well, I'm telling you right now that I prefer crappie if you're going to grab anything to eat. Now, if you're bass fishing, I know that thing's going on my wall. I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay? I'm not.
Don't
going,
put it on
I'm
the
returning the fish to the water.
Catch
We're not
release.
Eating bass. We're not putting a bass on the freaking wall.
Okay, good.
Okay. So
to that point is if we're going to start with that, what are qualified leads? You didn't know that you were getting a fishing lesson today, but here we are.
So what we're talking about is your ideal avatar, your ideal customer avatar that you want to work with. You may have multiple avatars. I know that we had multiple avatars. All right. So really be thinking about the type of person you want to work with. So maybe how old, mm-hmm. all right? So a certain age demographic, maybe they have kids, maybe they don't have kids. Maybe they're homeowners, maybe they're not homeowners. Maybe they make over $150,000 a year, maybe they don't. Like, be thinking about all of these characteristics and traits and sit down and write down, this is a perfect ideal avatar. This is a perfect person I want to work with. They work at this much. They are married. They are this age. They have kids. They have multiple cars. Whatever it is, all right? And again, you can have multiple customer avatars, but you got to figure this out to be able to figure out where your leads, where are they hanging out at? Who do I want to attract in the first place?
Yeah. So usually the question that I'll ask when it comes to ideal customer, and you nailed it all down, aside from just like your home and auto insurance, when you start dealing with financial services, because there's so many when you start talking about life insurance, health insurance, all of that, what's a problem that you love to solve? So is that how somebody prepares for retirement? Is that legacy planning? Is that a budget? Do you want to help more people with bank products, with mortgages? What does that look like? So what's a problem that you love to solve? And again, to your point, there might be multiple ones. Even in Weaver Sales Academy, we have four different avatars because there are different people that we're speaking to. And so every time I always like to start with the problem that I'm solving first, the fish that I want to catch first.
Is this fish?
Maybe it's, if you're watching the YouTube, it's bigger than just, you know, that's what she said.
That's what, yeah. Ah, you took it from me.
Lead. Who do you want in your book of business? Who is calling you up and saying, I just hit somebody. My car just, you know, did this. My house just burnt down, whatever. What does that person like? What do they sound like? Where do they live? Where do they work? Mm-hmm. What is that problem that you want to solve?
Yep.
The next question is what you've already addressed.
Where are they hanging out? Who do they know? Where are they hanging out? Where can you go to network and find these individuals?
So here's a little secret. I didn't tell you this when I was preparing the podcast episode, that I love to look for anyone that already has my ideal customer in their ecosystem. So an easy place to do this is to go to LinkedIn, and you can look at, like, an easy one in insurance is that exchange between a financial advisor, a mortgage loan originator, anyone that's a realtor. So I start looking at that because that would have been my ideal customer. And then I start going to their connections and I start connecting with their connections because I know that they already have my ideal customer. My ideal customer is already doing business in those locations.
Yeah, mortgage loan originator. They're working with people that are buying houses. Yep. You know who I want to work with? People that are buying houses.
One of the things too, when we were... especially right now. You're buying a house right now. I definitely want to be working.
I mean,
with
that
you.
Was one of our avatars though.
Yeah.
I mean, new homeowners were one of our avatars because most of them were about our age. They typically had kids. They typically had multiple vehicles. They were homeowners, which meant they typically made a certain amount of money. Like, we were looking for $150,000. I knew that they'd be interested in financial planning throughout their lifetime. And I knew life insurance would be one thing that new homeowners. So that was like the connections we were trying to make.
Yeah. And a lot of times your ideal customer, if you're struggling with this of like, where do I start? They look similar to you, or they've looked like a version of you that you've had in the past or the future. So look around, like, what do you buy? What are you paying attention to? Where are you hanging out? All of that goes into play because usually you can solve a problem that you've already walked through. You have experience, which goes into the rapport building, the relatability, all of that.
Another one that is really good from like a networking standpoint is like a financial planner.
Yes.
So looking, connecting with those in your network. All right.
So I think when we talk about, and this is all organic, we haven't spent any dollars because first we're identifying where do we want to put our resources to, which is time, money, where do we want to up in a skill or a discipline or things like that. When you look at a financial planner, you also have to look at where do you offer products or services that you don't compete, or where can you help each other out? Mm-hmm. And I think you have to look at that at every single stage of when you're looking at, you know, realtors, mortgage loan officers, all of that. what is the value that you are bringing to the table?
Yeah, I mean, I almost cut you off because I just wanted to blurt this out. Like, everybody always wants to know, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? So when you are approaching these individuals, financial planners, loan originators, finance managers, or car dealerships, what's in it for them? What's in it for their customer? Mm-hmm. How can you help them grow their business? How can you help support them? And then how are you going to make sure that you provide a freaking remarkable experience to people that they're referring over to you?
Okay, I'm going to go on a tangent for just a second here. This is where I see a lot of people get really greedy and want low-hanging fruit without a lot of effort. Referrals are earned. So if you do not have excellent customer service, and this doesn't matter where you fall in the agency model. Doesn't matter if you're a producer, if you're in customer service, if you're the agent itself. If the thing that you are offering does not make their life easier or add value, you don't deserve that referral. I'm sorry. I know that sounds really harsh, but you have to think about it. If you were to flip situations and you were the customer, would you buy insurance from you? What is the experience like for your current customers?
Ooh, that's a great question. Would you buy insurance from yourself? Would you do business with yourself?
Because it's one thing to say, I want more.
Yeah.
It's another thing to look at what is the level that you're already providing. Before you want these are golden leads. I know that. These are people that are your ideal customer. You have to make sure that what you are providing, the service, the value, the coverage, the education, the experience itself is top notch. Because I'm telling you right now, we don't need more second-rate businesses. We don't need more people that don't want to be there. We want people that are committed, that are willing to go the extra mile, that are willing to offer an extended experience that really elevates.
Amen. Amen.
We don't need this, like, I don't want to be here. Go get a different job.
Yep.
I didn't mean to go off on a tangent like but I think anymore, especially with the speed of technology and everything that's changing, let's pay attention to human beings and the experience that we are providing and the place of employment that we said, hey, I want to work here. How can I make my mark?
But that's something that we pride ourselves on, though. I mean, in the insurance agency, we were 100% referral-based business. By 3 years in with Weaver Sales Academy, we're 90% of customers come from referrals. And so when you're that's talking about doing the type of business that with you, like the human connection, the experience, over delivering on value, help, like that is what we are all about. And I believe that's why we get so many referrals. And so, and I know why you're hitting on referrals, because that's the next piece to this. So great. Okay. So you can make connections, develop centers of influence, but ultimately, most of you listening to this right now are sitting on a goldmine of opportunity with current customers that know you, like you, trust you, been doing business with you, pay you every single month or every single year, yet you're not strategically asking for referrals from them.
Do you know on average, the average salesperson, only 11% of salespeople will ask for a referral. 11%. So here's the thing, ask for what you want. And if you're too scared to ask for what you want, my question would be, what is the service that you're providing? What are you afraid of?
Dang, dude. If I had a mic I could drop right now,
They're attached. To the table, and we should drop it. I'm so caught up in this right now because we spend so much time trying to acquire new business. We're always looking at prospects and I need to grow my current book of business and I need more and I need better and I need faster. And it's like, look at what you're already sitting on. How can you elevate the experience right now, especially in a market that looks the way it does? This is your competitive edge, is to be a human being and relate, have empathy, understanding, compassion, and also go, it's my job as an insurance professional to educate you on what's happening, but it's also my job to make sure that you're adequately protected.
Yeah. And I'm glad that we're talking about this. Aaron, if you're listening to this right now, thank you so much for not only your support of the Buzz, but asking this question, because there isn't a massive opportunity right now, if you can get super clear on the problems you are going to solve and those that you want to work with and grow your business with. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we're talking about today. It's figuring out those 2, 3, 4 ideal customer avatars that you want to work with. Where are they hanging out? Going and networking with those individuals that they're hanging out and then maximizing. So if you're a current agent with a book of business, one easy strategy is contacting your top 100, 200 customers, thanking them for their business and asking for a referral. Because if they're a top 100 customer, for example, they're the ones paying you most of the premium, all right? If they're the ones paying you most of the premium, birds of a feather flock together. So if you have a top 100 customer base that's paying a majority of the agency revenue and you're not trying to grow with customers like-minded to these top 100, what exactly are you trying to do?
What is that saying that 20% of your book of business makes up the other 80%?
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is so true.
Target that.
Target that. So focus on that. Now I know Aaron. Aaron is a scratch agent. So Aaron doesn't have a giant book of business, but still, so not only should you be targeting your current customer base, but there's really good options and opportunities to ask for referrals, regardless if it's at the point of sell, at the appointment, when you provide somebody remarkable customer service, maybe they have a claim and you turn it into a great claims experience. Like there's multiple ways you can ask for referrals, but strategically for those out there right now that are sitting on books of businesses, if you have never contacted your top 100 clients, thank them for their business and ask them for a referral, I would do that right now. Right now. That is the easiest way to get really good referrals. Mm-hmm. And look, I know that 70% of them are going to be like, you know, I'm not comfortable giving you that information. Guess what? You're planting the seed. It's like the farmer. They have to plant the seed before they can harvest the crop. Referrals are the same way. The reason that you get inconsistent referrals is because you have inconsistent ask. You have inconsistent processes. Even if you get a no now, it doesn't mean it's a no forever. Ask for the referral. You either get the referral or you plant a seed.
But if you don't ask,
the answer is absolutely always no. Always no. And there's zero awareness behind it. People aren't giving you referrals, not because they don't want to, but because they don't know to.
Yeah. They don't know how to support you. A lot of times people just don't know how to support you. So that's an easy way that you can share that. I don't want to go too far into the ideal customer because there's a whole separate thing that I could talk about when it comes to social media and really branding yourself.
Yep.
And making sure that you're addressing, going back to the problems that you want to solve, the problems that your ideal customer has, make sure that you could create a really easy series where you address all of those and you send those out on YouTube, in an email newsletter, whatever that looks like. But my thing would be dial in what your customer experience looks like right now and the value that you add to the people that you're working with. Make sure that you have exactly who you want to serve. Make sure that you have that unlocked and make sure that you have a referral process that you're asking consistently all the time.
Absolutely. I love that.
Yeah.
That's good. So if you're looking for more qualified leads, to recap this, if you're looking for more qualified leads, and exactly what you just said. So I'm going to repeat what you just said.
Please do it. And do it in a higher octave too. I want to hear it.
Let's
go.
I'm not going to get excited. Michael's like high pitched tone out.
I want to hear it.
I can't. All right. Okay. Maybe I did just a little bit, but to get qualified leads, first and foremost, determine who your qualified lead is. So who you want to work with, then determine where they're hanging out. Who do you know in your network that hangs out and does business with these types of customers? And how can you network with those individuals and help each other out? Next, take advantage of your current book of business, your current customers, by asking for referrals. You have to have a referral process. And on social media, mm-hmm. you do need to be branding yourself.
Yes.
There needs to be some awareness around who you help, the problems you solve, and why people should be doing business with you.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That's it?
Gosh, that's a good one. Yeah.
It's not. Glengarry Glen Ross just keeps coming to my mind.
Please don't suck you. Coffee's for closers.
Hit the bricks, pal. All right. As always, y'all, like, your time and attention are by far your most important assets, and I hope that it goes without us saying that we appreciate the hell out of every single one of you that support us, that tune into The Buzz, that check us out on YouTube. We really, truly appreciate you. We appreciate your support, and we hope that you get a lot of value out of these episodes. So with that being said, make it a great day, my friend.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Insurance Buzz. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, and leave a rating and review. If you want to take your insurance agency to the next level and join our community, simply check out Weaver Sales Academy at www.weaversa.com. Again, that's www.weaversa.com, or visit the show notes on our new and current programs we have available exclusively for you. As always, time is the most valuable and important asset that we all have, and I appreciate you spending it with me. See you on the next episode.